Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, who is today again on the trail of the Scarlet Widow and her deadly weapon, the Kryptonite. Narrowly escaping death when the Scarlet Widow placed him in a cedar chest with a small piece of kryptonite and consigned the chest to the bottom of the sea, Superman knows that he must recover the main fragment of kryptonite from the Widow if he is to stay alive. With Jimmy Olsen, Police Captain Donovan, and several officers, Superman, in his guise of Clark Kent, returned to the penthouse apartment of the Scarlet Widow. Although he said the apartment was now empty, Kent suddenly called out to the amazed officers not to open the door. But as we continue now, in the foyer outside the widow's 65th-story apartment, Kent, pale and trembling, his eyes glazed, staggers backward into the elevator. Listen.
Well, what's the matter, Mr. Kent? Are you sick?
I feel a little weak, Jim.
Oh, gosh, you're pale as a ghost, and you're shaking.
Well, I'll be all right in a minute. I didn't look in the flower pots. I took for granted that the widow would take all the stuff away with her.
Oh, what stuff?
Huh?
What are you talking about, Mr. Kent?
Look, Jim, I want you to listen and then do exactly as I say, will you?
Oh, sure I will. But what's this all about? First you say there's nobody in the apartment, and then you start yelling not to open the door.
I know.
And then you practically pass out.
Oh, never mind. Now listen and get this straight. I want you to go into the apartment.
Aren't you coming?
I can't.
Why not? Look, you're not having a heart attack or something, are you?
Oh, no. I just felt a little weak for a moment, but I'm all right now.
Maybe you ate something that didn't agree with you.
Oh, never mind me. Just listen and don't interrupt. Now, there's a flower pot standing near the entrance to the living room. In the earth around the plant is a tiny piece of green glowing metal. I want you to get it.
What for? What is it?
Will you stop interrupting? This is important. Pick up that piece of metal with a handkerchief, not with your bare hands, and take it to Dr. John Milliken at the University of Metropolis Laboratory as quickly as you can.
But why? What?
Never mind the whys and whats. Just get the piece of metal and take it to Dr. Milliken. Tell him I'll be there very soon. Now get going.
Oh, wait. If Captain Donovan sees me taking anything, he'll throw me in the hoosegow.
No, he won't. There's more of the stuff in the other flower pots in the living room and on the terrace. As a matter of fact, you might call them to Donovan's attention, so he'll take them to headquarters. But warn them not to touch the stuff with their bare hands. All right, go ahead, Jim.
Okay. Where are you going?
I never saw anyone who could ask so many questions. I'm taking this elevator down. I'll have one of Donovan's men bring it up again. Now, don't fail me, Jim.
I won't, Mr. Kent.
Okay.
Leaving the building, Kent waits nearby, hidden in the early evening shadows, until he sees Jimmy emerge and enter a taxicab. A short time later, in his true identity of Superman, Kent knocks at the laboratory door of Dr. John Milliken, world-famous physicist.
Good evening, Dr. Milliken.
Superman!
That's right, Doctor.
Come in.
Thank you.
I'm delighted to see you. I haven't had that pleasure since we worked together on the atom.
That's right.
Now, come into the laboratory and tell me what I can do for you.
If you don't mind, Doctor, let's talk right here, shall we?
It will be much more comfortable at my desk. There are chairs.
I'm sorry, but I can't go to your desk.
I don't understand.
There's something very dangerous to me on your desk, Doctor.
Dangerous to
you?
Yes.
I know it sounds fantastic, but that tiny piece of green glowing metal that young Olsen just left with you is my deadliest enemy.
What? Oh, now look here, Superman. Do you feel perfectly well?
I feel fine now, Doctor, but it's the gospel truth. That fragment is a piece of the former planet Krypton where I was born. And by some strange chemical action, I lose all my strength when I come within 10 feet of it.
I can't believe it.
Now, to repeat, it's true, only too true. I told Dr. Whistler, meteorologist of the museum, my story before he died. It was his theory that the substance of the former planet Krypton created a race of supermen there. But here on Earth, the fragment of kryptonite has just the opposite effect on a former inhabitant of that planet, meaning me. In this atmosphere, the kryptonite robs me of all my strength.
Whistler said that? Amazing.
Yes, unfortunately, right after Dr. Whistler died, some of my enemies managed to steal the kryptonite. And last night, they almost succeeded in doing away with me.
Oh, good heavens.
When they learn I'm still alive, I'm sure they'll try to destroy me again.
Don't say that. We need you. You've been of tremendous service to this country.
Thank you, Doctor. Then perhaps you'll help me?
How can I help you?
Examine that sliver of kryptonite on your desk.
That phosphorescent metal. Is that kryptonite?
That's right. Study that kryptonite, Doctor. You're the greatest physicist in the world. Perhaps you can discover how I can defend myself against it.
Of course, I'll do my best. But it seems so unbelievable that this sliver of kryptonite can knock you out.
It will ultimately destroy me. Unless you can develop some defense against it.
I'll get to work on it at once. But I can't promise anything, you understand?
I understand. But I'm counting on you, Doctor. This, well, you're my last hope.
I'll do everything in my power, naturally. Now, where can I contact you if I have anything to report?
Call Clark Kent at the Daily Planet. Just tell him it's important that you see me. Don't give the message to anyone else.
Kent can reach you in an emergency.
Well, I keep in touch with Kent, you might say. Well, now I've got to try to pick up the trail of the kryptonite before it's used against me again. Good luck, Dr. Milliken.
I'm going to need it. Here, I'll take you to the elevator.
No, thanks. I see your skylight is open. I'll use that if you don't mind. So long, Doctor.
Good night, Superman. Believe me, I'll do all I can.
I'm sure you will. Up and away!
Leaping up through the open laboratory skylight, Superman streaks away into the evening to take up his desperate search for the Scarlet Widow and the dreaded kryptonite. But meanwhile, in another Metropolis laboratory, a small, dirty basement room of cluttered tables, retorts, and a littered floor, a strange scene is taking place. The single window is closely boarded and nailed over with heavy black paper, and under the dim glow of an electric bulb hanging from the ceiling, two men lean over a test tube suspended above a Bunsen burner. In the tube is a small piece of green glowing metal and a heavy purplish liquid which boils violently and gives off a brilliant white light and hot steam. One of the men is squat and powerfully built, with a bald, bullet-shaped head and eyes magnified like a frog's behind abnormally thick spectacles. This is Der Teufel, who, until the war ended, was one of Germany's most brilliant scientists and espionage agents. The other man is tall and lean, with cold, pale eyes set in a sallow, impassive face. Watching the test tube, Der Teufel scowls.
Everything I've tried, Krauss, everything, but I am unable to dissolve the kryptonite.
All last night and all today you've worked on this problem, Teufel. Why is it so important to dissolve the kryptonite?
That is simple. Because of its effect on Superman, I am convinced that kryptonite is an even greater source of atomic energy than U-235, uranium. Now, do you understand?
Nine, you must explain further, Teufel.
Ah, you are a blockhead. But see, I will try to make you understand. Everything on Earth is soluble. Everything can be dissolved, which means the kryptonite too, if only the proper chemical agent can be discovered. And once the kryptonite is dissolved, do you not see what that means to us, Krauss? Do you not see?
Puzzled, the man, Krauss, waits for Teufel to explain. What has Der Teufel, whose name in English means the devil, in mind? We'll return in a moment to find out. But first, let's hear from our good friend.
You know what I heard the other day? Well, someone told me that one of the members of the gang was listening closely Monday when I first told you all about these brand new comic buttons, the new prizes in packages of Kellogg's Pep. And this young fellow was so pleased and excited with the big news, he came right out with a big yippee! Well, I bet you feel like that, too, when you get your first new comic button. It'll be one of your old favorite funny sheet characters, you know. Maybe Superman himself, or Skeezix, or Uncle Walt, or Smokey Stover. You know him, don't you? Or any one of 18 different buttons, each one a humdinger for color and sparkle. You'll get a big kick out of rounding out your collection of all 18 buttons, swapping duplicates with your pals, wearing them on your jacket or dress or cap. And here's the payoff, gang. You don't send in a single penny for these new comic buttons, not even a box top. You can't even buy them anywhere. You just ask Mom to get you plenty of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Inside every package, there's a swell prize. One of these brand new Thriller Diller comic buttons, or a military insignia, or a warplane button. So get in on the fun. Make sure Mom gets you a package of P-E-P Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek.
And now back to the adventures of Superman. In a dirty secret basement laboratory under the streets of Metropolis, Der Teufel, one of Germany's most brilliant scientists, has been unable to dissolve the piece of kryptonite which he stole from the Scarlet Widow. Krauss, one of his henchmen, expresses bewilderment.
As I said, Teufel, I am not a scientist, so tell me, why does it mean so much to us that the kryptonite be dissolved?
You will see for yourself. But first, I must return to Germany, to the Black Forest, where waiting for me is Herr Professor Milch. Milch is a great chemist, a genius. He will be able to dissolve the kryptonite if anyone can.
He will?
Yeah, I'm certain of it. Now listen to me, Krauss. The Scarlet Widow, the Vulture, and the Laugher seek everywhere for me. So, too, do the American police.
All of them are dangerous, but none so dangerous as the Scarlet Widow.
I fooled her once, and I will do it again with your help. What you must do now, tonight, is to obtain papers for me, a disguise, and whatever else is necessary so that I can return to Germany at once.
See, Teufel, you ask me to take tremendous risks, not only with my own life, but with those of our comrades. It is only right that you should tell me why I do it.
You verrichter Dummkopf, it is I, der Teufel, who commands... All right, Krauss. I will tell you, when Herr Professor Milch dissolves the kryptonite, I intend to create an atom man.
An atom man?
Yeah. An atom man who from his very fingertips will unleash such a fury of horror and destruction upon our enemies as they have never even dreamed of. My atom man will forever reduce the great Superman and all our enemies to something even less than dust. Now, will you arrange for me to return to Germany?
It will be done, Herr Teufel, at once. Heil Hitler.
You mean Heil Teufel. It is I who will succeed where Hitler failed. Go now, Krauss. Hurry and arrange matters. Schnell.
His huge, distorted eyes gleaming behind his thick spectacles, Der Teufel laughs gleefully at his monstrous vision. What is the atom man he has promised to create? And will it be able to destroy Superman as Teufel promises? Teufel, the devil? Fellows and girls, the plot against the Man of Steel is spreading swiftly, dangerously. So don't miss a single episode of his fight for his own life and for the life of humanity. Tune in tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday. Same time, same station, and thrill to the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Fellas and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.